Welcome to Dear Pop Culture. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is near and dear to us. I am your host, Gina Harms, and today I have a very funny comedian, improviser, it's one of my favorite people. It's Raquel Belmonte.
Hello. I'm trying so hard not to happy cry. That's so sweet. Aww. Oh, hi, Gina.
Yeah. I've started this podcast and wanted to have you on it because I feel like we have a lot of the same interests. And yeah.
Totally. I feel like I was getting a little creepy just like constantly reacting to everything you'd post that was like pop culture 90s based. I'm like, yeah, I'm on board for this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad you're here. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm good. I'm happy I'm not around family. And I know I said that earlier, but I am it's like, I don't have my brothers or my parents around. I'm like, this is so liberating and free.
I can't imagine. Like, I live with just one roommate for this whole pandemic. And then like, that's like enough. I couldn't imagine being around like my family.
Yeah. It's like one of you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Four of you. Damn. Get out of here.
Oh my God. Well, that's good. I guess we'll just get into it. What pop culture are you into right now? Have you been consuming with your family?
Well, I haven't been consuming anything of value or anything of substance. Is that the same word to describe the same thing? Probably.
Similar.
I've mostly been, this is so embarrassing for like a 29-year-old person who shouldn't be on the app, but I've been on TikTok a lot.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what awakened me during this whole pandemic, but I love like the 30 seconds. What is that? 15 seconds? 15 seconds.
I don't know.
Sometimes they're like 5-second videos. Yeah. But I guess the one thing that I'm really into right now is Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah.
Does he count as pop culture?
Definitely. I think he is like the pop culture icon, like one of the pop culture people of this year.
Totally.
This time.
Thank you for saying that. That is validating and makes me feel much better.
So you've been watching just anything, like any videos?
Well, mostly TikTok videos of him because they're nice and short. I can handle it. Too much is not a good thing for me. I recently went down this like deep, deep hole of YouTube videos of like Harry Styles interviews. You know when like YouTube videos start off with a purpose and it's like Harry Styles, SNL, monologue. Right. It ended up, I was at like 1D fan, heart, Harry making kissy lips for like 7 minutes.
Oh my God.
So it was, I'm okay. I came out unscathed.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
But he's been my main focus of attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he like have much of a social media? Like, does he post TikToks?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's kids for sure. It's just a other bunch people. Of teens. Yeah. A bunch of young kids just like, oh my God, look at him with like his, and I don't know anything about him. That's the thing. I have no interest in learning. You know how like, I don't know. Back in the day, I used to want to know everything about like, I want to know their birthdays. I want to know who they've dated. I want to know their mom's name. Like these kids know all of those things.
When I was like obsessed with the Backstreet Boys, I was like, Brian's favorite food is macaroni and cheese.
Yes. 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 I remember like how he had a sister. Yeah. And like, Brian's kid opened up a show once. And then I learned all about the son. Oh, yeah. No. I think the Harry Styles thing runs deep to like a love for boy bands because he was in One Direction. So it's this weird obsession. But I'm like, I don't want to get too close. Uh-huh. I've been there before.
Right.
I get hurt. Whoa.
And and it's also like when you're like older, like you're like, well, I don't need to be like completely like consumed by it. I don't
as
know.
As much as you want to, you should not.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could be.
But yeah, he's it. He's my pop culture.
That's great. I have only watched a few TikToks. Like I sometimes get into it, but I recently, someone posted on Twitter first. That's where you find the good ones.
Yes.
And then you go find the person on TikTok. This girl, she recreates Sex in the City scenes with her cat.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
I love, the cat's usually Samantha, right?
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so funny. And it's just like a cat with a blonde wig on it being so like, good. Carrie. But it's just the cat sitting there. It's really good.
That's why like Twitter's good, because you get to see all the it's like already combed through. TikTok combed through. Like.
Exactly. Yeah,
because through.
But honestly, like I like go on TikTok and then it's just your For You page. I'm like, what is it? Oh, I'm like, feel so old.
It's okay.
Your page, your hashtag FYP.
Yes, you got this. You deserve TikTok.
Thank you. I'm trying. But yeah, but every time I like scroll and I'm just like, no, this is bad. It's mostly bad.
It's all bad.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like, it's trash. You feel like trash. On TikTok, yeah. They actually, on your For You page, uh-huh. FYP, they stop you at, not stop you, but they warn you at a certain time. And they're like, you've been scrolling for way too long. Go get
really?
Some water, go get something to eat. I get that at least twice when I'm on TikTok and it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like, I don't need to hear that.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I get what they're trying to do, but no.
Exactly. It's like, you actually just made me feel way worse about spending hours, because my FYP is all Harry Styles going back to the pop culture aspect.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all that. So I don't stop. That's why I've had to put a limit on my screen time for Harry Styles stuff.
I've tried to do that limit screen time thing too. And then, you know, I do have an iPhone where it's like the hourglass comes up and then it's just like, or you can remind me in 15 minutes. And then I'm just like, every time I'm like, remind me in 15 minutes. Like it keeps popping up. And I'm like, this doesn't work.
If anything, it makes you crazier.
Yeah, you're kind
like,
of.
And you feel, yeah, you definitely feel worse about yourself. Like,
yeah.
It was like, because 15 plus 15 is
yeah
30. And then it just goes up to like 7 hours if you're not careful.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, don't listen to your timer. No, you're yeah. your own independent person.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah,
For everyone listening, you don't need to limit your screen time.
Yeah. Don't
you're
do
fine.
It. You're okay. This yeah. is, we're in a pandemic. Do what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't take that the wrong way. Anyway.
Okay. Well, we can move into, let's go back to what pop culture were you into in your youth? I don't know. Do you want to start with like music or
sure. sure. Like I mentioned, I was obsessed with boy bands. My first concert ever was a Backstreet Boy concert when I was like 8.
Oh,
I think I was
amazing.
eight or nine, but a Millennium Tour, I believe it was. It had to have been Millennium because yes, it was a Millennium Tour, but I loved boy bands. I loved, and it was mostly Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Yeah.
But I, and like Britney Spears and Christina and oh, Destiny's
yeah.
Child, but it was mostly, and still is to this day,
boy bands.
I'm obsessed with them. I'm so fascinated by them. I didn't know I was fascinated back then.
Right.
But now I'm like, what happened?
I definitely had that. Like, did you get into O-Town as
yes.
well?
Okay,
they
yes.
were on Making the Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny story about O-Town. I have a teenage brother who obviously like grew up way later than I did.
Right.
Different era.
Right.
He's just discovered O-Town. He just
what?
Discovered it. So he's playing. He's like, have you ever heard this song? I was like, get the fuck out of here.
That's so funny.
Sorry, I swear. I don't know if
no,
I'm allowed
fine.
To swear.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. He's like, you relax. This was my stuff growing up.
What song? That's weird to me that O-Town is something that people are like discovering too. Like Liquid Dreams.
It's so funny. That song is... That recently made its way back onto my music playlist.
Good.
It is so interesting. It's literally about cum. It's
yeah.
a song about coming in your sleep.
Yeah.
And we ate it up.
Oh, man, I never knew.
We were like, more.
Yeah. Liquid Dreams? Tell me about it.
Yeah, O-Town. Remember Hit List?
Yes.
Okay, that was
this
my favorite.
Like the YTV countdown show?
Yeah, it
yeah.
was like a... Like a Much Music countdown, but for teens, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. But I loved everyone on that. Like Dream, do you remember? He loves me.
Yes.
He loves you,
he loves
yeah.
you not.
It's
this is music I still listen to.
Me too.
Yeah, good.
I have like a playlist. And it's just called 12. I'm like, that's like my average age, and it's just like all those pop.
Hell yeah, that's a good. You should send me that playlist.
I will.
I love that. But I had a lot of like Backstreet Boys were my favorite, but then I got really into NSYNC. Did you ever like NSYNC?
I did. I always liked both, and I had both the CDs. But if anyone ever asked me, I would always say Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the right answer.
I think so.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Who was your favorite NSYNC? Were you JT?
No, I was not JT. I was a little wild on this one. Everyone liked JT or Jay-Z, which
JC.
JC is what I meant to say. My mom loved JC. I was like, okay, I figured it out. Did you really?
I did.
Well, my man was not JC. My man was Lance Bass. I loved Lance Bass.
That's great.
Like, can I talk about Lance Bass for a while? Because I knew everything about him.
Oh, I'm,
no, I don't
this.
Remember much of the details. Sorry, I just interrupted you.
No. Lance Bass famously wanted to go to space.
Yes.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah, he wanted to go to space. I don't know if he ended up going. I remember Googling that recently. He didn't, I don't think. I think you're right.
Yeah. I'm like, that we would know.
He's next. Like, they're considering him, I'm sure. Maybe he's still doing testing to go. I would assume, like, to go into space, it took a long time. So,
right. That's true. A lot of training.
He was my favorite. And I don't know why. Well, I kind of know why. I loved blonde boys. Like, Nick Carter was my favorite Backstreet Boy before he was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he was my favorite. And then I think my mom liked blondes too, which is funny because, like, my dad's the complete opposite of everything. She's been like, oh, look at this. Look at this. Look at this boy. He's cute.
Right.
Okay.
No.
But yeah. Mm. I think I liked blonde boys with
spiky
green eyes.
Blonde hair.
Frosted Tips did it for me. They still do it for me.
Oh, God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I was never into the blondes, actually, now that I think of it.
Really?
It was like JC, Brian for Back. Although Ashley Angel from O-Town.
Was he a natural blonde, though?
I don't know.
It's tough to say.
Everything about him seemed like generated. His name was Ashley Angel.
Yeah, exactly.
So weird.
They just found him. They're like, hey, kid, what can we turn you into?
Yeah, you need to be in a boy band.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. I actually just, like, Lance Bass now has a podcast.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's a daily podcast, which is insane. And they talk about, like, the pop culture of the day. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, he has a... Like 5 days a week he releases an episode, because I figured this out because in beginning of the pandemic, like around March, was like the 20th anniversary of NSYNC's No Strings Attached album.
Right.
And he had each member on like for one day of the week.
Oh.
You should go back and listen to them. They're good. I listened to them all.
Thank you for introducing me to this. Yeah. Reintroducing me potentially to a love of Lance Bass.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my God. That is a podcast 5 days a week. Like,
it's
bless
insane.
His heart.
Yeah,
bless
I know.
His heart. No, it is.
I don't know why.
That's crazy.
Why he does that.
But I'm going to listen to at least those five with the members of NSYNC.
Yeah.
Like, what is Chris Kirkpatrick even up to?
Right?
What did he do after NSYNC?
I know. You need to know.
I mean, Joey Fatone did My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah, I just watched that, actually. And I was like, oh my God, he's in this.
Yeah. He was in something else and I can't remember. He hosted a show, like a singing show.
Yeah, I feel like he's done a few game shows.
Yeah,
like,
right?
He kind of found his gig in TV. Wasn't he on an episode of Hannah Montana?
Ooh.
It's like a restaurant owner. Man,
he may have
Hannah
been.
Montana is like not really, I've seen most of it, but not.
I used to, yeah. That's the
I mean. Well, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to pretend like I don't love Hannah Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be real. But yeah. Yeah, Joey Fatone, NSYNC. What's your favorite NSYNC song?
Oh, my favorite NSYNC song has got to be it's going to be me.
Oh, yeah.
There's some fun memories attached to it.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of good NSYNC. Sorry. There's a handful of really good NSYNC songs.
Yeah, like really good.
Yeah. They're albums, whatever. But then if you just, comb through it the way Twitter's combing through TikTok, there is some good shit. But No Strings Attached, the No Strings Attached album was my favorite, but It's Gonna Be Me is my favorite song.
Nice.
Because at a birthday party, when I was 10 years old, me and my two best friends at the time did the dance for everybody at the birthday party. It was
so
my finest moment, my best show ever.
Is it like the dance from the music video?
Yeah. Oh. They did this dance too. I feel like we watched a lot of old concert footage to practice.
Perfect.
And it was like where they jump and they cross their legs and do
I feel like I can picture it.
Yeah.
Such a like, all the dancing and music videos was a lot of like jumping and like arm, like elbows, a lot of elbows.
Tons of elbows in the best way. Cause you would think elbows now, like no thanks. But back then we were crying over it. I was.
I honestly like want to do like TikTok dances where I'm just like doing like those kinds of moves.
Yes.
I think that would be fun.
That I would
that should be a thing.
I would be like, yep, this is the best channel. Yeah.
I'll think about it. Elbow dancing TikTok.
It's so good. So good. Elbows and like either the tight shirt or the flowy white. Mm. Like, oh, we're brooding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Into it. But yeah.
Yeah. I think my favorite NSYNC song is from the same album, This I Promise You, the ballad.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
My brother recently discovered that song too. And he was like, have you heard this? I'm like, get out of here.
That's so cute.
It's such a good song.
I love that.
They have some really good slow songs. Like This I Promise You. If you ever want to get married one day, that should be your wedding song.
Honestly.
I'll sing it.
Thank you. Done.
But they have some good ballads.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have. God must have spent a little more time on you. Like just that title alone is like, what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I Drive Myself Crazy.
Oh my God.
Drive myself crazy. Yeah. They had a time.
Yeah.
They had a
fantastic
time.
Yeah. Is there any other like thing from your past you want to talk about? Like any like TV or movies you're into or?
Well, related to NSYNC and like loving boy bands, I had tons of like NSYNC merch.
Oh.
I feel like that took up a lot of my preteen to, I want to say, unfortunately, the time I was 21 years old. Like
did
around
you have the
there.
Like marionette dolls?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. But I didn't have Lance Bass.
What?
I had one of my aunts, for whatever reason, thought I'd want a Chris Kirkpatrick. I can't even say his name. That's how much I didn't care for him. A Chris Kirkpatrick marionette doll. Because she knew I loved NSYNC.
Oh.
But I mean,
your poor aunt, it's like nobody wants Chris Kirkpatrick.
No one. I feel like no one.
It was the only one left.
She was like, she'll appreciate it. I didn't.
Yeah.
He stayed in the box.
Oof.
But I had the marionette of Chris Kirkpatrick. I can't say his name.
I always can't think of his name without the M&M, like Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked.
Do you watch The Masked Singer? I guess that's a pop culture thing I'm into now.
That's like, I really want to. I know like people like just go off on it and like say how bad it is, but I've watched so many clips online. I'm like, I think I'm obsessed.
It's so good. I watch it with my family every Wednesday, but I thought Chris was on it.
Oh.
I thought he was one of the guys. It wasn't. Ugh. But anyways, that was just an aside. But I definitely have I had tons of like school supplies one year was all NSYNC.
Oh, that's so cool.
Do you remember those little chapsticks? They were like this big and they had a bubble lid.
Yes.
Okay, I had a Lance Bass one.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if they sell those little things anymore. But we got to get them back on the market.
Yeah. I bet you could find those online.
Oh,
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Check.
I don't know.
You probably have to order them in like bulk and get like 50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You probably would.
You can give them out on the show. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God. Duty bags.
Take a Lens Bass lip gloss.
That would be ideal, honestly.
But yeah, big on merch.
Yeah, big that's on great. Merch. Good. I never had, I think I had a couple Spice Girls Barbies. But, oh. Yeah, I think I had Posh and Baby.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those were the good, I remember Barbie-wise, like I had those two too, and I used them all the time. They yes. were main characters in my Barbie plots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. Well, okay, that kind of leads into, we're like near the end, so I have like a couple of questions. So one of the questions I always ask is, what Spice Girl are you?
Ooh, good question. I think lately, I would have said Baby Spice a long time ago, but I'm definitely not a Baby Spice. I think I'm more of like a Ginger Spice, mm. just like, doesn't give a fuck. That's my impression of Ginger Spice.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I it's always like change. I've always was Baby growing up.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, now I think more of like a, maybe a Scary or a Sporty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels almost like you can pick a Spice Girl, but you can be a Spice Girl the way you are, like a Virgo or a Capricorn yeah. or whatever other signs there are. It's like, well, what's your Spice Girl?
Exactly.
It says a lot, or you can have like mixes of them.
Oh, yeah. Like I don't know astrology terms. I'm like a Baby Rising. Yeah.
It works. It works.
Oh my God. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then, well, we've already touched on it a little bit. I was going to ask who your celebrity childhood crush. Did you have like any childhood crushes that weren't Lance Bass?
So many.
Probably, yes.
I was, no, that's okay. I was such a horny preteen / teenager / now, but it was mostly like boy band boys.
Oh yeah.
Like Nick Carter, Lance Bass. I love Zac Efron, but I feel like that was teenage years little too much. I liked him a lot. I had a Zac Efron pen.
Oh,
I told
cute.
You this merch. It's like,
yeah,
I was
you're
big
all
on
about
merch.
The merch. I love that.
Who else did I like? I liked Ben Affleck at one point. Ooh. For whatever reason.
Interesting.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. Sometimes they're just like, they were just there. They're just in the magazine. So you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why like I had a poster of Ashton Kutcher on my wall. I'm like, I don't even know if I loved Ashton Kutcher.
But society was like, you should.
Yeah.
Look at his tummy. It's
yeah.
flat. I liked Ashton Kutcher too. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, yeah.
Did course. You get the poster out of a,
yes.
a magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic. Those are the only good ones.
Yeah. It was like a J14 or something. Yes. I don't know.
They still sell those.
I know.
They're bad.
I know. There's always like, I don't know, 5 to 10 faces on the cover. And now I look and I'm like, I don't know who any of them are. Oh,
what's happening?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So we always end with a game. And I thought this game would be fun for the two of us. And this is
so excited.
Okay. So let's go back and forth. This actually might. Anyway. I was going to say we should name as many boy band members as we can.
Okay.
I'm like, this actually might be a long game.
Can they be from any
boy band?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, I could, this is a lot. Okay.
We could do this.
Okay, you could start.
And it just, we're just going to go back and forth
yeah.
as fast as we can or just normal pace.
I think we should, yeah, maybe as many as we can. And I'll set a timer because I'm like, we can go for probably a while.
Okay.
Or I don't know if we could. I feel like we could. Let's just do a minute.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Go.
Well, I will go first. Lance Bass.
JC Chazet.
Nick Carter.
Brian Littrell.
AJ McLean. McLean?
Yeah.
AJ McLean. Fuck me.
Kevin Richardson.
Howie Duroux. Yeah.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Joey Fatone.
Oh, God. Nick Lachey.
Drew Lachey.
Oh, yeah. Ashley Angel.
Is B2K a boy band? Because I was gonna say Omarion.
Yeah, I count them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Baby. That was my horny song as a preteen. But anyway, sorry. That was like my okay. What's happening?
I had one. Robbie Williams.
Oh, that's a good one. Harry Styles, Raquel.
No, yeah, duh. Niall. Oh, my timer went off. Well, anyway.
We did well.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. We should get together and play that.
Yeah.
More often.
Yeah.
Show each other new boy band members. Like, what do you think?
I like this. Okay. Well, thank you for coming. This was a blast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug? Or I know there's no comedy right now. So.
I got nothing going on, honestly. I'm on a... This is so stupid to plug, but I'm on a show on Netflix that you can watch. You don't have to, but if you want to.
At all.
Well, we got picked up for season 4, so I don't know when that's coming up. So it is kind of dumb to plug, but watch it and get caught up before it comes out.
The Dragon Prince?
Yes. Yeah. The Dragon Prince. Please watch it and validate the show so we get more seasons and more stuff. Please.
Watch The Dragon Prince on Netflix. And for me, just follow the podcast Instagram at Dearest Pop Culture, and like and favorite and rate 5 stars and subscribe. Okay, bye.
Bye.